Man, rocking and shrieking. A delightful mixture thereof. Live Friday night action. And speaking of action, when you're with the police, there's 13 words, 13 words that sum up your existence. And those words are boo-da-dow, boo-da-dow, bow, 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 bow. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, one thing a lawman has to fight besides crime is boredom. A midnight watch can be brutal. Nothing to do. No calls. The radio's so silent you think it's busted. That's when you and your buddies get the idea for bum races. Yeah, there's an old abandoned warehouse where you're always finding Sterno cans and empty wine bottles. So you say, come on, boys, let's have us a little fun. So you go down there, and sure enough, there's a bunch of bums sleeping in there. You say, all right, as you kick the bottom of their feet, wake up, wake up. There's even an old bag lady in there who wakes up and says, hey, got a quarter. Say, all of yous, on your hands and knees. We'll give all of yous quarters. We're having some races. On your hands and knees. You guys are going to be the horses, and we're the jockeys. So you and two other police officers line them up, the bag lady and two winos. You get on their backs. You say, all right, giddy up. And so they start crawling across that warehouse floor. You're laughing and cutting up, slapping at your buddies. As you nip and tuck, the bag lady's the strongest of them all. She's reeling, moving fast because she wants that quarter. Well, you reach out, you figure you cheat a little bit. You grab your buddy right around to Sam Brown and pull him right off the bag lady's back. They both go crashing down, her wine bottle breaks. You chuckle to yourself. As you take the lead. You start taking the lead faster and faster, but your bum trips over himself, and you both go tumbling tuckles of a tea kettle down a flight of stairs. You get up and say, why, you stupid, unbelievable idiot. How could you do that? You do Well, just then one of the other bums sees you beat up this guy, and he reaches down and takes his violin out of his case. Yeah, he works the streets and plays the violin, leaves his case open with a note that says, I'm hungry. And he takes that violin and he breaks it across your broad back, and you say, you're under arrest. He says, what's the charge? You say, resisting arrest with violins. Get it? Resist violins. Fuck off!
Hi.
Okay.